This is KFFR Winter Park Community Radio for the Fraser Valley and the headwaters of the Colorado River. I'm DJ Skin Dog in here with DJ Yeti Betty, DJ Tom Tom. And now Ed Regner joins us. We're going to be talking about the ballot initiative 6A, the ballot measure here in Grand County. And welcome, Ed. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
It's great to have you here. You're also a local business owner.
I am, yeah.
And you've been around the Valley for a while?
Since 94.
Oh, so you're new here?
I'm new.
Okay.
He's almost a local, maybe.
Almost.
Okay. and why are you involved with getting the word out on 6A?
Well, you know, I think with 6A, you know, as a business owner, we're all experiencing the shortages. It's just really tough to find and have good help, as I explained to you earlier. I had actually been asked to be on the board, and I was toying with the idea of being on the board.
The housing board.
The housing board, yes. Okay. The housing partnership.
Fraser River Valley Housing Partnership.
That's the one. It is a mouthful. But they had asked me to be on the board, and I had to decline because I had two employees leave within the course of 8 days because of housing issues. And that's just one story amongst many in this community of people that are just getting driven out.
I applied for the board, and I was denied.
Oh.
So
it wasn't because they wanted you on there and all.
No, they didn't want me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but that's okay. I'm glad there is a board, and they did a survey. Mm-hmm. I participated in the survey. I've looked at the survey results. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like the majority of people recognize that there's a housing shortage for affordable employee housing. And a slight majority appears to support a ballot measure with a mill levy.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So you're here to tell people that we should pass this thing.
That is why I'm here, yes.
Okay. So tell us why.
Well, I could read you the language if you like. Our year-round residents deserve an affordable place to call home, but due to rising home costs and interest rates, our educators, police officers, firefighters, emergency responders, and our restaurant and retail workers continue to be priced out of their very own community. I could just list you out a couple facts here.
Hit me with some facts.
So currently, according to the research done, we are short at least 700 rental and ownership properties.
Wow.
For people working in Grand County, and that's currently, so it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. It's not getting any better. The greatest need is for rentals priced below $1,800 per month, and homes for sale between $170,000 to $380,000. Housing prices have long been outpacing local wages, and we have about a 12% job vacancy that is being attributed to
12%?
Housing shortages. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
700 units are needed right away, huh?
Right away, and that would fit what we need today. So, really, the purpose of the partnership is not to solve the problem today, but to solve the problem for tomorrow and the future.
And that's not every community in the valley that you're citing stats about, because this doesn't apply to the whole valley, the whole county, right? What cities are involved in the
Within the housing partnership, so essentially it is the Fraser Rec District, so it is the towns of Winter Park and Fraser, mm-hmm. and areas along Highway 40 on both sides up through my neighborhood, Junction Ranch, Alpine Acres, Pole Creek Valley, and then it goes into the town of Granby. Mm-hmm. And I may have missed a couple of areas, but essentially it's the Fraser Valley. So to make it easy for the county, not Grand Lake. Okay. But I would say that if you talk to folks in Kremling and you talk to folks in Grand Lake, they would say that they are experiencing a shortage. This problem is certainly countywide. The purpose of the district, the way it was for ease, because they felt like the countywide there would not be as much support. And then we used existing entities, not we, but existing entities were used because it made it easier for the county election folks. Rather than create a new district, they could mm-hmm. take the Fraser Valley Rec District and the town of Granby and make one district. It made their job a whole lot easier. There's a lot of moving parts to that.
Yeah. So this is a first step, because obviously housing is a huge issue here. What do you think of the efforts so far?
I think it's a really good effort.
I mean, not this effort. I'm talking about before this effort.
As far as like the history of housing partnerships before?
I mean, what do you think of the employee housing opportunities that existed before this?
I think they're tough. I mean, yeah.
I think Fraser's done the most, like Fox River. Mm-hmm. There's a few other low income housing that has been done in the past and isn't the greatest, but Fraser made it happen, and that was a while ago. So,
So there have been some efforts.
Winter Park is building some, has built some units. The ski area has agreed to build 300 beds, I believe is the correct term for it.
It's a dorm style.
So I believe that's correct. And with this shortage of 700 units, that's including what the town of Fraser is currently planning and what the town of Winter Park is, mm-hmm. is doing. And I, you know, hats off to both those towns. The town of Granby as well has, by the Silver Sage subdivision, they've acquired some land that they're going to build some housing on. And that's included in the survey that includes the 700 unit shortage.
Awesome.
So I would say there's no lack of effort, but I would say that it's sort of realized that collaboratively a lot more can be done, mm-hmm. and that for these communities a lot more does need to be done.
So what's 6A going to do specifically for local housing? I read somewhere that it's going to raise like $1.5 million or a little more per year.
Yes, that is correct. That's about the right number. So to kind of go back, where it's a request for a $2 million property tax increase. And I don't have the commercial numbers. But this would cost a homeowner about $70 a year on a home valued at $500,000. Mm-hmm. So for every $500,000 of value, you add on $70 a year. And the idea with the $1 million is to start and build. So you sort of want to create. So you take that $1 million and you build and you finance based on what you're building. So we're not going to just take the $1 million and spend it on building condos, but it's more like get some financing, build some things, take those things that are built, create more financing, and so you're going to create a structure that more things can be built upon.
Yeah, I see this, you know, it's obviously not the silver bullet, and there isn't one, but mm-hmm. I see this as a referendum on whether or not people really want housing here. Because if a guy that owns a $500,000 house can put in $70, mm-hmm. Then... and we get a majority of people that do that, then of course the conversation can get bigger and say, look, people are willing to tax themselves for this. Where else can we find sources of revenue?
Sure. And you know, there's no perfect way to do these kind of things. You know, with the addition of lots of different entities, it becomes more difficult to collect taxes. You know, obviously in the state of Colorado, Tabor, which, mm-hmm. You know, in theory is a terrific idea. You know, it really limits how you can tax and how you can spend those tax dollars and how those tax dollars can be spent. And there's actually a lot of legislation actually testified, I believe it was HB 1221, to actually free up the commissioners that all the money generated by STRs right now, all mm-hmm. the tax
short-term
dollars,
rentals.
Has to be spent on marketing mm-hmm. By law.
You're talking about the lodging tax?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so what the bill that I testified at the State House on was to free the commissioners to spend that money on other projects, because I mean marketing is always a need. We always want to market and do all those kind of things, but there are other pressing needs in the community beyond that, and I think you have to be able to spend the money at a local level. I think you have to trust the commissioners.
That has to go on the ballot for them to change that.
Yes, so. it's on the ballot this year.
Not for the county though.
Not for the county.
No,
yeah,
not for the county. So we'll see. They'll probably do something next year.
Yeah, it passed at the state level. So that was the first step.
Can do it now.
They now can do it. Yeah. So now the county has to pass a ballot saying, do we trust our commissioners enough to spend this money on something besides marketing?
And talking to Ed Regner. He's a local business owner. We're talking about 6A and 1220, did you call it?
1221.
1221.
Yeah.
What else about 6A do people need to know that anything else they need to know?
You know, I mean, I would just say that we say this is a referendum on do we need housing? And I think that if you visit most businesses, they're closed. You know, businesses are closed 1 or 2 days a week. They have limited hours. You see the signs up all over the place. Be gentle. We're understaffed.
Yeah. I've worked like 360 days straight.
And, but are you not trying to hire anybody though?
Well, we can't afford it either. Okay. You know, yeah, I mean,
but you're lucky. I mean, you know, some of
that's why we do that is because we can't. There is nobody.
And so, and you guys are lucky is that you can run your business with two people. There are, you know, extensive operations here where they can't open without 8 or 12 people. And, you know, a lot of folks, I'm not going to name names, but there's people who closed their businesses specifically because they wanted to actually care for their staff. They said, you know, our people are working double 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. We have to give them a day off. So they're closing their business, turning down revenue, turning down income, so they can take care of their employees. Some places they just can't find the staff, so they're closed.
Is it going to be written straight up or?
As I understand it, it was written in plain and simple language. And as I understand it, there's only a pro statement that there was nobody actually came out and got organized enough to write a against statement, which is, I guess, a great omen. So yeah. we'll see how that goes.
That's okay. Yeah, a vote yes means the you approve the mill levy for housing.
Yes, and there's a couple websites. There's one is housingforlocals.com, ooh, and wow. I believe that is the ballot website, and then the Fraser River Valley Housing Partnership has a website too that has tons of information, has all the surveys and all that kind of stuff. They did a really good job.
They did.
And I would like to say thank you to the towns of Winter Park, Fraser, Granby, and Grand County. Their staff and their members all did a lot of work and research into this and figured out the best way to do this.
So we got the conversation started. You can go out and do your research and vote your heart on this employee housing initiative 6A.